Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And when he sees a whole heart and a full commitment, and you just stay with something until your heart's satisfied with it, God says, perfect. Amen. The Almighty looks at you and says, perfect. That's perfect. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Can you see this? Go to James. We'll close. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Key to perfection is the whole heart. Commitment of heart. Here's another big key to perfection. James, first chapter. Let's go to verse 17 and we'll back up. James 1, 17. What does it say? Every good gift and every what? Perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. When something is from God, that's one way you know it is from Him, is because it's a perfect gift. Now, if it's in the earth, that doesn't mean that you couldn't find some flaw with it. That doesn't mean, let's say you're believing for a car, and God gave you a car. That doesn't mean you couldn't find a flaw in the paint. Right? If it was made down here, yes, you're going to have some stuff. And you can get a scratch on a $100,000 car, just like you can get a scratch on a $1,000 car. But if it's from the Lord, it'll satisfy your heart. Yes. I said it'll satisfy your heart. Yes. It'll be all that you wanted and then some. It'll be exceeding, abundantly, above what you thought or asked. It satisfies your heart. Are you listening now? It satisfies your heart. The thing that comes and it's almost what you wanted, but not. You know, it's sort of. That's not the thing from the Lord. Did you hear me? And you have to watch about the enemy trying to slip substitutes in on you. Try to get you to settle for less than what God has for you. Almost. Close. No, if it's from God, it's not almost and it's not close. It's what? Perfect, which means it's complete. And it satisfies you. It's complete inside. You go, oh yeah, oh thank God. This is great. I'm happy. Yeah. Amen? Amen? You're not looking at it going, well, I guess it'll do. That's the thing that's not from the Lord. Now back up to the third verse. We started out talking about this. We'll end up talking about this. Well, let's read verse 2. It goes with it. Verse 2, James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy. How can you tell the faith folks, the faith bunch? No matter what's going on, they're smiling. People say, look at them. Do they not know what's going on with them? They ain't got sense enough to worry. They go, yeah, got too much faith to worry. I've heard the wind blow before. I've seen the waves flash before. God's brought me through again and again and again. Amen? Oh, the devil's pulling a big one this time. Well, he's going to have to eat it. Just better make it light on himself. Because before this is over, we're going to make him wish he had picked somebody else. Because we are not going to lay down and take it. We're going to stand no matter how long it takes. We're going to stand. We're going to believe God. We're going to get victory. Then we're going to tell everybody that he wasn't big enough to do it.
Amen.
And how they don't have to put up with it either. That's being more than a conqueror. Not only do you win, but you make the devil eat it. Again and again. Until he gets so tired of hearing the testimony. And he gets so tired of hearing other people get inspired from your testimony. He just goes, man, I wish I hadn't put that on them. Should I just pick somebody that would have just died? And the bigger the trial is, and the rougher the trial is, you just got to be strong and go, huh? Just make it light on yourself, devil. Because the rougher this is, the bigger the victory is.
Yeah.
Worse this is, the bigger the triumph. Bigger the triumph. More people know about it. Bigger the glory to God.
Yeah.
Make it light on yourself.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
But how do you get that victory? What do? You count it all joy. And verse 3, what? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Oh, this is exciting. What does it mean to have a perfect heart? There's nothing wanting in your heart commitment, in your heart desire. There's nothing wanting, nothing lacking. It's not a 30%. It's not a 50% heart towards God. It's not an 80% commitment. It's 100%. It's everything you got. And is there a reciprocal? Is there a sowing and reaping in this? You let patience have its perfect and complete work. You stand and keep believing God with your whole heart. Will he not cause it to turn around so that you become complete, lacking nothing, missing nothing, wanting nothing. Oh, glory to God. Friend, if it's you weight, if you're wanting to gain weight, are you wanting to lose weight? Are you wanting to shape up? This natural physical thing. How are you going to get that? How are you going to get what's perfect for you? We've talked about other principles, but a big one here, patience. Patience. What does that mean? You stay after it. You keep believing. What, like Phyllis said, what if you messed up last week? Don't let condemnation destroy your faith. That's the big thing. Word's still true. God's still on the throne. Faith still works, right? Persevere. How are you going to get there? By not giving up. Not quitting. Right? That's how you're going to get there. How am I going to get at the perfect place for me financially? By not quitting. Not losing the dream. Not losing the vision. I don't care if you got bills piled up from your dinner table to the ceiling. And it looks like you could never get out. That's what faith is all about. You look at them and you go, none of these things move me. It may look like this now, but the time's coming. The time's coming when I will pay off every debt. The time's coming when I'll give big checks to the work of God. The time's coming when I can go buy something nice for my spouse or my children and just write a check and do it. The time's coming. See, it's a perseverance. It's a heart that is fully persuaded. This is the will of God for me. I can have this. He became poor so that I might be made rich. It's mine. It's not somebody who tries it half-heartedly for a month. Well, I tried that tithing 6 weeks. I was in worse shape when I got through than when I started. I didn't much think it'd work anyway. Is that a perfect heart? Were they ever persuaded of anything? No. You don't try things out. You become fully persuaded. You commit your heart to it wholeheartedly. You say, this is the word of God. This is the way of God. I'm living like this the rest of my life. It works. God's word works. His truth works. I'm doing this. This is how I'm living. And if months pass and you're not there, you're unmoved. If a year passes and you're not there, you're not moved. Why? How are you going to get to the perfection place? Patience. Patience. Stay after it. Stay after it. Keep your eyes on the vision. Keep saying it. Amen? There's some people in here believe that. Glory to God. I'm so excited about what God's going to do with you in your finances this year. You watch. You watch. You see. Some people in 3 months from now, completely different situation. Whew. Glory, glory to God. I'm excited. I just sense in my spirit what is happening in the people's hearts and lives. Glory to God. We're coming up to a higher place, and we will hold a high standard. Amen. And let people see in us what God can do. What He will do. What He will do for you. Because there's a lot of people think that God doesn't care about. He don't care about you losing a few pounds. He don't care about money. He don't care. But He does. I said, but He does. And we will let people see through us. Like the ladies were saying. They've had many chances to witness and talk about it. Because people are saying, how'd you do that? Well, they're going to know how you went and bought a new car and paid cash for it. They're going to know how you paid your house off 20 years early. They're going to want to know, how'd you do that? Because they think you found out some amazing new natural thing. And you go, well, I found this scripture. Scripture? Yeah, scripture. The scripture that I saw, this truth. Amen. Is it not a witness? Is it not a standard? A high, people say, I want to be like that. I want to live like you. I want to have what you have. I want to do what you do. And you say, well, the Lord will receive you. He'll accept you. Come on in. But if it doesn't all come to pass in 3 days, don't fall off your chair and don't give up hope. You got to have faith and patience. How do you get to that perfect place, the one that satisfies your heart? You got to stay with it. Let patience have her perfect work so that you wind up perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Standard, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R206. That's R206, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.